For decades, there have been various efforts to tackle the massive housing shortages on South Dakota reservations. And using the word massive to describe the housing shortage is no exaggeration.
Our problem here on the res, when it comes to housing, anywhere between $750 million and $1 billion problem that we're faced with here. And our housing authority only gets between $8 and $10 million a year, and that's not enough to solve the problem. And so we have to create these new systems.
Nick Tilson is the executive director of the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation, located in Sharp's Corner on the Pine Ridge Reservation. The work he and others are doing to build housing in this tribal community is getting some real recognition.
I'm hopeful because of young folks like Nick Tilson. I just had a chance to talk to Nick, a Lakota Indian who lives on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, which is one of the poorest parts of the country. And unemployment there is rampant. High rates of disease and violence are often forcing folks to downsize their dreams, but there's a more promising statistic in Pine Ridge. More than half of Pine Ridge's population is under 30 years old. And many of those young people, like Nick, are giving all they have to help turn things around.
Last year, Tilson was recognized by President Barack Obama with a Native American 40 Under 40 Award. There has been long-standing efforts to bring housing to Pine Ridge. Tilson, like others here, spent years watching efforts with good intentions come in and then fail to make a real dent in the housing problem.
I always felt like, you know, a bunch of nonprofits got together, built a house, and it never really got finished, and, you know, no one ever got to build another one. And being here in the community and seeing that, I was the first one to sort of blow the whistle and say, we need to create something that's repeatable, something that's very tangible, something that creates financing for families that's affordable for them.
Those like Tilson are finding a new approach to the development of housing on tribal lands. The Thunder Valley CDC is aiming at long-term change by not just building houses, but building a system to build houses.
I mean, I think that it's not housing by itself. I think it's about building community, which includes infrastructure. That includes water, sewer, electricity, all the stuff you don't see in a vertical structure.
In most parts of the country, systems are already in place to provide the ingredients needed for housing. But on many reservations, this isn't the case. Lines of credit are difficult, if not impossible, to attain for federal trust land. This is just one of the major hurdles that must be overcome. Tilson says the goal is to pave the way for more projects in the future. One major task? To make sure all the homes and infrastructure can be financed through a mix of public and private sources.
And I think that all of our different partners agree that we're definitely challenging the status quo and pushing the envelope, but at the same time, it's creating the ability for the projects that we do here to be repeated.
You know, they're actually planning communities that have, you know, they will be the developer of homes that are available for sale.
Elsie Meeks is the state director for USDA Rural Development. She gives praise to projects like Thunder Valley that are forging new ways forward.
And that is a really smart way to think about it, because there's no way. I mean, every tribe has huge waiting lists.
To reduce those waiting lists for housing, Thunder Valley isn't building little boxes of traditional stick homes. The effort here includes sustainable housing, high-efficiency homes. Right now, you can see four of them going up. They are built with the help of a coalition of various groups. For many, the development efforts undertaken by Nick Tilson and Thunder Valley are making real headway. Here again is President Obama.
So today he's building something bigger, a clean energy community that will provide affordable housing for folks who need it and help more Lakota small businesses get off the ground. Day by day, family by family, community by community, Nick and his nonprofit have helped inspire a new beginning for Pine Ridge.
Through efforts like Thunder Valley, many see a bright future for places like Pine Ridge. They note that projects like this aren't just building houses and infrastructure, but also another commodity worth maintaining, hope. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.